Blog Talk Radio.
Stop that for a real quick second. And welcome y'all to the Starship Smelling Pride, a.k.a. Record and Gaining Radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Temporarily, you know what I'm saying, moving to our new home on www.trilateralradio.com. That's trilateralradio.com. Make sure y'all swing by and check it out. I'm going to play a little song. This is from Watoto from the Nile. This is a letter to Lil Wayne, man, and I read this article on Bvon Money, BVONmoney.com, and y'all can click on the ad that says, it says, Lil Wayne embarrassed by 10-year-old girl in a new song, an open letter on hip-hop greed. And I'm going to let y'all hear the commentary real quick, and then we're going to get into today's show, which is talking about phone scams, you know what I'm saying, online scams and phone scams. And you got to watch out for both of those, all right? So y'all check this out. Don't know a little girl's name. I think she said the name on the video, Nivea Nye or something like that. So y'all check it out, and here we go. Skip into it a little bit. It's got a little intro. You know what I'm saying? The little girls, they announced, two little girls announced their name. It's three little girls in the video, but the other little girl, she... the point of her even wanting, even she shouldn't even know nothing about Lil Wayne, so you know. But if she does,
I'm 9 years old. My name is Nia, and I'm 10 years old.
Okay, Nia, that's the little girl's name. What do you think about Lil Wayne?
Talk about drugs and stuff, and he called women out their name.
I think he disrespectful. He disrespect women, calling them out their name.
Well, he ain't calling them out their name. They got that a little incorrect. He you know, he uses bitch a lot in his lyrics, bitch hoes and all that. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I'm calling you out your name, and I'm calling out, you know, Nivea. So they got to get that correct. But check this out. It's a little song that a little girl wrote.
Plus, I must complain about what you do and what you say. I'm sorry that I feel this way. And I'm a girl that's only 10. But for my sisters, I must represent. How old are you? I know you're 20-something. Excuse me for the interruption. I guess that means that you're a man. Something I can't understand. The way you talk, the way you act. I hate when you be doing that. And people say they know the drug. So tell me, sir, who should I trust? You or them? Are you promoting something? It's time my people stop the frontin'. Single, a lack of single. You lack knowledge, information, inspiration, and you're single. And then you start cursing. They make it even worse when they play it with the radio version. Make it sound like quiet every other word, and this song is disturbing. Please, Mr. Wayne, can you stop all the hurting? Peace, I hope you're doing fine. I'm when you're in the age of 9. And I'm divine, got my life's purpose. My people, I devote my service. My daddy tell me I'm a queen. But you call women other things. It makes me mad, I can't pretend. Sir, don't call me out my name again. And don't you think it's kind of mean to disrespect a royal queen? We come from greatness,
we come from love. Be like Steve Harvey. Show your love. I hear you got a little girl. Does she get the same referral? You call the world, not trying to lean. I hope you call a little queen. Single, I like a single. You let knowledge, information, inspiration, and you're single. And then you start cursing. They make it even worse when they play it with the radio version. Make it sound like quiet every other word, and this song gets disturbing. Please, Mr. Wayne, can you stop all the hurting? KRS and Lauryn Hill. Pop goes out to Philly Jill. And D.I.R.E. And Miss Badu. Some people, just to name a few. These people mean a lot to me. They fill me up with energy. They make my soul feel complete. I love that Public Enemy. Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder. Music that make you wanna clap your hands and stomp your feet. They make you jump up out your seat. Mr. Wayne, I'm about to close this letter. I hope that we can work together and help our people. That's what we need. One love. Forget the greed. Single, I like a single. You lack knowledge, information, inspiration, and you're single. And then you start cursing. They make it even worse when they play it with the radio version. Make it sound like quiet every other word, and this song gets disturbing. Please, Mr. Wayne, can you stop all the hurting? I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Lauryn Hill. Music is supposed to inspire. Stevie Wonder. Total for the now. Peace.
Shout out to the Soul Vibes. Soul Vibes Records. Let's see if I can look them up. Why Toto from the Nile at yahoo.com. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. You smash it, letter to Lil Wayne for just 99 cents at cdbaby.com/Watoto, WATOTO from the Nile. And yeah, all right, I like that. I'm finna actually download that. And, yeah, I like that. I like that. Hot message, hot message. And big ups to the little girls, you know what I'm saying, who did that little video, the little YouTube video, Soul. I'm finna look up Soul Vibes. Let me, hold on a second, man. Beams the cyanide in real quick. International Smoke Representative right here live. This is normally Wednesday, Wednesday, but we had to switch it up for something very important. And this is, wait, don't dial that number because it's a scam. You know what I'm saying? I gotta find my damn what's up skit or something, because this shit's sucking. You know? Shit's sucking. Shouts out to Bailey in the background. All of that real big for all the dolls out there. You know what I'm saying? And let's see if we can find this. That little link that I just dropped, Soul Records, is actually, it's a nice little YouTube video. And But it brings out a point in music, you know what I'm saying? We got all these, you know, all these damn artists nowadays that just, you know, have so much influence on our younger youth. And the things that they say in their videos and in their songs, you know, these little girls and little boys pick up on that, you know what I'm saying? And especially Lil Wayne, the way they just plaster him all over videos and commercials and shit like that. And then, you know, the message, but then you listen to his music and the message that he portrays, you know what I'm saying? And it's just kind of ironic that he says, talks about bitches and hoes and all this, and then he got a fucking little old daughter, you know what I'm saying? His daughter's down there 9 or 10 years old. So it's like, what? You know, and it raises the question, you know, does your daughter listen to your music? And I guarantee you'll probably say no.
Pretty sure about that.
Yeah, he'll probably say no. I mean, of course, you might be around at the little videos and stuff like that. But I don't think he allowed her to, you know, listen to the lyrics, you know, as he records them.
I hope so.
Yeah. But, yeah, shouts out to her. Lil Wayne embarrassed by 10-year-old girl in a new song. An open letter on hip-hop greed. And, yeah, it's real big. Shouts out also to, hold on, let me. Soul Vibes? I thought it was Soul Vibes. Where is that? Alright. Well, alright. Well, they ain't got the link to the people, but alright. It's bad. Also, I was on, who website was I on? Somebody's Facebook. And I clicked on a link that went to the smallgallery.ca. And I was actually looking up the CHL, which is the Colored Hockey League. They had the Colored People Hockey League, which was the actual first hockey league to be formed, and that was formed back in 1850, I believe, to 1925. Of course, you know, what? We don't get no credit for it, but I'm gonna get something.
What kind of league was it?
It's called the it's a hockey league.
Hockey or ice hockey?
Ice hockey. Yeah, ice hockey.
Over here it's popular without the ice. Yeah, it's played with ice hockey. We also play it on artificial grass field. There you don't have skates, of course. You wear
right.
shoes and you have a stick in your hand. You poke a ball around with. Try to score goals. Almost similar to ice hockey.
Or what they call it, rugby down here.
No, hockey.
Yeah, I'm saying, ain't that the same type deal? You run around with the, well, nah.
No. Rugby is related or similar to American football.
Right. Well, you just, it's the lazy American's football. It's like cricket. But
I don't get cricket,
but
with
the ball. You ever seen, you know, Jamaicans play cricket?
No, not really, but I don't know if you try to, but the rules are very complicated in cricket.
Yeah, I don't do cricket myself. But the Colored Hockey League was an all-black ice hockey league founded in Nova Scotia. Yeah, big up to Canada. In 1894, which featured teams from across Canada's maritime provinces, the league operated for several decades, lasting until 1930. And with as many as a dozen teams, over 400 African-Canadian players from across Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Prince Edward Island participated in the competition. The Colored Hockey League is credited by some as being the first league to allow the goaltender to leave their feet to cover a puck in 1900. This practice was not permitted elsewhere until the formation of the National Hockey League, the NHL, in 1917. In their book, Black Ice, The Lost History of the Colored Hockey League of the Maritimes, 1895 to 1925, historians George and Daryl Frosty also claim that the first player to use the slap shot was Eddie Martin of the Halifax Eurekas more than 100 years ago? And that is a fact. Which nowadays, you know what I'm saying, they play up the fact that black people don't even play hockey.
Okay. Why don't they play hockey? They had a bobsled team in Jamaica a couple of years ago, so why couldn't they play hockey?
Ask the headlines, you know what I'm saying? Why would you, you know? But that's the problem with the United States, you know what I'm saying? It's the telling lies through a vision and the misprints of their storybooks, you know what I'm saying? And this is something that needs to be, even every fucking time that y'all have a World Cup, you know what I'm saying, that shit should be, you know, an honorable mention of, you know what I'm saying, the Color Hockey League, because without them, they patent a lot of moves that are in, that are used in hockey today.
What did you say about the keeper? It wasn't, they first handed the keeper that he could drop down on his knees to stop the ball, puck, and stuff like that, or what did you say?
Yeah, he could leave their feet to cover a puck, you know what I'm saying, like dive. Like, I guess
like I said, go on his knees.
Yeah,
or,
just like, yeah, like soccer. Yeah, just like soccer. And then the, where they go down and then they block it with their knees. Okay, yeah. So that there you go, you know. Thank you, black people, you know what I'm saying? Because I damn sure didn't know. Although, nowadays we do have five black players in the National Hockey League, which is ironic. And it's only five, you know what I'm saying? And the four of them are located in the Atlanta Thrashers team. And then you have one that had just got traded to another team. But he belonged to the Atlanta Thrashers. Huh. There you go, people.
Don't you have a subject for today?
Yeah, actually, I need to look that up real quick. Hold on. Phone scam numbers. Let's see if they actually have a list of numbers. Today's show is dedicated to phone scam numbers. And this was brought about via my mother at work that actually got this information passed out to them. And I'm just going to read what it says. Do not dial area code 809-284-876. Wow, and they do have, yep. And this is, and I'm going to drop this link. This is after the FCC Consumer Advisory. Wow, and this is something to be weary of, people. This is not a game. And I'm going to read you some more info. That's the link right there. If you'd like to go, you can check out www.fcc.gov and look up, what is this? Consumer Publications. Calls from 809-649 and the 284 area code, also 876. The federal community, well, I'm going to read it off of that because this only gives you something briefly, but let me first read. This is very important information provided us by AT&T. Don't ever dial area code 809. This one is being distributed all over the U.S. This is pretty scary, especially given the way they try to get you to call. Be sure you read this and pass it on. They get you to call by telling you that it is information about a family member who has been ill, or to tell you someone has been arrested, died, or to let you know you have won a wonderful prize, etc. In each case, you are told to call the 809 number right away. Since there are so many new area codes these days, people unknowingly return these calls. If you call from the U.S., you will apparently be charged $2,425 per minute, or you will get a long recorded message. The point is, they will try to keep you on the phone as long as possible to increase the charges. And why it works, because the 809 area code is located in the Dominican Republic. Now, that is what was passed out, the brief information at my mother's job. And this is the breakdown from the FCC. This is the FCC Consumer Advisory. And it says they've recently learned that an old long-distance phone scam that leads consumers to incur high charges on the phone bills may now affect wireless customers. In the past, consumers have been fooled into making expensive international calls by scam artists who leave messages on consumers' answering machines or their email accounts, which I, you know, get on a daily basis. You know, hey, I'm Mama Fufu. You won $8 billion in calls. Yeah, you know, send me all of your ass size, sock size, your fucking birth certificate, mother's birth certificate, all the fucking dumbass information. And people are
social security number,
personal information like that. Come on, just use some common sense. You know, the most important thing is your social security number. If anybody's asking for that, you need to be double, triple, quadruple checking. Like, why the fuck would you want this information? Because nobody asks for that information on just a regular basis, unless you're going like to your driver's license office or some government office like that. So the messages urge customers to call a number within an 809-284-876 or some other area code to collect a prize, find out about a sick relative, or engage in sex talk, which we do have a lot of pervs here, so hey, I guess, yeah, you get what the fuck you know what I'm saying? You asked for it. Shit, I thought it was only 99 cents a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right. Wireless consumers are now receiving similar calls from phone numbers with three-digit area codes that appear to be domestic but are actually associated with international pay-per-call phone numbers. While wireless companies are working to block suspicious numbers on their networks, some consumers may be victims of this scam. The scam works something like this. Your wireless phone rings once or twice and then disconnects the call. When the number appears in your wireless phone log as a missed call, it appears to be a typical domestic telephone number starting with a 649 error code, or you get an email or voicemail on your residential wired telephone telling you to call the phone number within an 809-284-876 or some other three-digit international error code. When you return the call, you assume you're making a domestic long-distance call at 649-809-284-876, and other area codes involved in this scam appear to be typical three-digit U.S. area code. When you dial the three-digit, what's that?
Is the phone number as long as a normal U.S. number? Because
it's just a regular...
All internal phone calls, phone numbers have 10 digits. As soon as you go start calling abroad, it will exceed those 10 digits.
Hmm. Well, ours is just normal 10 digits. You know what I'm saying? 813-436-7106. That's my cell phone number. So, you know that we used to.
You just thrown that on the air, but.
Oh, well, shit. I don't know, man, my shit all over the internet. I got a motherfucker that called me. Looking for me, he want me to do a promo. He want me to come out and help him promote his event, and he found that out through my damn YouTube video, how they police up the hood. And then through that, I got my damn phone number on the motherfucker, either on the video or I got it somewhere linked. You know, which I don't care. You know, I don't give a shit.
Okay, I passed a YouTube channel yesterday to somebody. Remember, I got a few links, hip hop links.
Yeah,
of somebody
Fast.
And I posted your YouTube channel in return.
Oh. Well, thank you for putting my information out there.
Did you hear that last song?
Yeah. Did you talking about the one, the techno beat?
No. The hip hop song, the number 14 in the track listing.
Yeah, well, I only heard her like doing the background singing. She's not really.
That's number 10. If you listen to number 14, it's more clear and more in the foreground. She's only been singing for 4 years. I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, and she looks nice for 40 years old too. You know, at 40, she looks still like she's in her early 30s or something. I don't know what the hell that would mean, because I still get ID'd at the goddamn liquor store, and I'm 33 years old, people. So, you know, But one thing you can always tell when motherfuckers is underage is they always catch an attitude. Man, why you always ask for my motherfucking ID, man? God damn, man, I always show this shit, man. And I know because I used to do that when I was younger. Now I'm older, I am glad to whip out the ID. Oh, what? Shit, you want to see ID? Please, here you go. Bam. Shit, yeah, I'm happy to whip it out. Shit, you still acting, saying I'm looking under 21. That ain't no fucking right. I will gladly whip that sumbitch out.
Hey, if somebody gets creative with a radio show, they can do some creative cut and pasting.
Hey, I love whipping it out. When you dial a 3-digit area code plus the number, however, you are connected to a phone number outside the United States, often in Canada or the Caribbean, which Canada ain't going to matter in a minute because they finna, shit, knock down the borders and make that shit all one part of the fucking dumbass United States, but all right. And are charged expensive international call rates and may be charged for paper call services as well. In this case, 649 goes to the Turks and Caicos, 809 goes to the Dominican Republic, and 284 goes to the British Virgin Islands, and 876 goes to Jamaica. You
know,
don't find out about the higher international call rates until you receive your phone bill.
You know what could help, by the way? If you get a number you don't trust and you want to dial it anyway, use your Google Talk account, your Gmail account.
This is really why I was looking for a phone number, because I was going to call, you know, call through through Google. One of the numbers, you know what I'm saying?
And
if
you only got 0 cents credit in there, like me, as soon as it's a paid number, you will get a notice, hey, this is not a free number.
Right,
and you know, it's not inside the States. Because I can call to American landline numbers, I can call to cell phone numbers, all for free.
But if they're not the correct number, then it'll
it will give you a notice, hey, this is a foreign number, it will cost you money, and you don't have enough credits for that.
Well, this is what you can do to minimize the risk of this happening to you. One is just what we said. Use your Gmail account. It's free, people. You can make free calls from Gmail. Go to gmail.com and sign up for a free email account. And then look on the side left, and down at the down on the side left, it says call. You can make a call. Call something like that. And you can make free calls. But it also says check any unfamiliar area codes before returning calls. Be aware that there are many 3-digit area codes, mostly in the Caribbean, that connect callers to international telephone numbers. And if you do not otherwise make international calls, ask your local or wireless phone company to block outgoing international calls on your line. Didn't know you can do that.
You can also file a
complaint with the FCC. If you are billed for a call you made as a result of this scam, first try to resolve the matter with your telephone company. If you're unable to resolve it directly, you can file a complaint with the FCC. There's no charge for filing a complaint, and you can file your complaint using an FCC online complaint form found at esupport.fcc.gov /report/ however you do it, complaint.htm. Also, you can file your complaint with the FCC's Consumer Center by emailing fccinfo@fcc.com .gov, calling 1-888. Call FCC, which is 1-888-225-5322, voice, or 1-888-835-5322, which is for if you're hearing impaired, which, how in the hell would you hear this broadcast? I'm sorry, that was tasteless.
If
or
you're hearing them
at 1-866-418-0232, or writing to the Federal Communications Commission, Consumer and Government Affairs Bureau, Consumer Inquiries and Complaints Division, 445 12th Street Southwest, Washington D.C. 20554. There you go. And if you need more info, once again, go to fcc.gov and look up the FCC Consumer Advisory regarding telephone numbers.
I think every every cell phone company should just put a warning in every time you put in an international call, stating the cost, something like that. If we call information number in here in the Netherlands, and there are different costs than just the normal rate, it will state before you make the connection what the rate is, so you can choose to disconnect at that time without any cost. Why wouldn't they do that with the international numbers?
Why do the goddamn driver's license bureau down here sell your fucking information to third parties, even though it's a federal fucking crime to do that? Because they found a loophole, and it's all about the money.
Uh-oh, we're in the archives.
Yeah, we are officially over in the VIP hour. Shouts out to the co-hosts with the mostest, Miss Heavenly Angel, for standing us up 3 days in a row. Big ups to you. It's like getting fired on your day off, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. And, yeah, we'll be getting ladies' opinion soon, people. Damn, shouts out to Precious Home, a homegirl I went to school with. Looking real good. All right. Hey. Look like they're about to set it off. Hell yeah. A friend of mine got their daughters on the Facebook, and it looks kind of funny because they look like cute thugs or something. And I posed the question, why do we always get in front of cell phone pics and try to take gangster photos? And you're trying to look all hard and shit. Check me out, dog. Check me out, dog. Man, get your punk ass out the damn fucking cell phone camera. You got damn women out there taking these fucking cell phone cam pics in the bathroom. It's just fucking embarrassing, all right? Jesus,
and
people.
With gangster pic, you mean a headband in a collar, in a gang collar with a cap on?
It's just the expressions on their face. You know, they're trying to look hard, trying to look, you know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, I got a picture like that. I can show you. Something like this. My profile pictures, the album, me, and there it is. Let me link that in the chat.
And yes, people, the chat is still open. If you like to participate in chat with one person.
You mean something like this?
Let's see here, people. The hell is that?
That's me.
God damn, how the hell are you taking so close? That's your cell phone cam.
Yeah, it's my cell phone.
That looks funny as hell. Looks Photoshop, people. You know, like one of those big asses that you see on a poster? Yeah. Well, it's a big hat. All right, that's the profile pic I was looking for. Appreciate it, brother. Now just put me a big blunt across the brim right there. International Smoke Representative. There you go. Yeah. That's the picture I always need. Let me copy and save this.
If you can, because I think Facebook has a new copy protection thingy.
Well, they did.
They have the black background.
Hold on, let me see if I can.
You can actually still get it. But.
Yeah, this one you can, but most of them, when it does the black, with the black background, you can't. I can't.
Well, you can. You have to save the entire web page with file save as.
Yeah, I ain't finna do all that shit.
Yeah, if I need that picture, I'll get that picture. Come on, you put in a copy protection system in a page, and I'll be looking for a way to get around it.
Yeah, no, that. Well, yeah, my homeboy actually showed me that though. He was like, "No, man, just go to the damn what is it, properties, and then go to the source code and just get the source code, and that's the whole page and shit." And I got the what the hell did I use? It'll pull up web pages and shit. You can manipulate web pages out of the program that I use. And then you can copy the whole fucking web page and make it your own. You know what I'm saying? manipulate the information and then reload that bitch back up to the damn internet, which is how people be making copies of your fucking websites and shit. So there's no way to block that, people. Don't even go out there talking about, oh yeah, I bought me a blocking program for people. Shit, me.
I bought a blocking program. That's,
you know,
scam.
What I'm saying? Like, yeah, all right, I'll buy that for a dollar. Yeah. Let me see. Where my pics is at? Damn it, my pics, my pics. Oh. And I need BTR friends. There we go. Bam. Use that a little later on. Manipulate that one. All right, speak now forever. Hold your peace, brother. You know. If not, I'm using it. Oh, Jolie. Check out old Jolie Toy. What's your number, girl? I'll call you up. I lost my phone a while ago, and your number went with it. Text me so I can have it. How about we just call off the radio? Talk to for like 10 minutes. How about that? Yeah. There you go, people. Y'all.
Oh, where did you go? You can't the show already?
God damn it. Huh? No, I'm trying to call her.
Alrighty.
Oh, well, I tried to click over and call her. Fuck it, either.
Who are you calling?
Back and call, yeah. And call after this when I get off the phone. I'll call her. See what the hell she's up to. She's supposed to be married. Supposed to be married now. That's what's up. Doing the marriage thing. I hear you, girl. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. She lost a lot of weight too. She used to be a little, well, bigger than what she is now, put it that way. And Reynaldo Magana Cornejo, mi hermano mayor, no te olvido. Tus hermanas menores no te olvidan. Okay.
No idea what you just said.
My hermano, my friend, ain't hermano, my friend, mayor, does not olvido. I don't know what the hell is olvido. Let's see what the hell is olvido, yeah. Olvido. Translate to English. Oblivion. Oh, okay. Do not. You do not. What the hell? Your brothers do not be in oblivion. What? Okay. I'll buy that for a dollar. Feliz cumpleaños.
You gotta love the online translation programs to send
man,
you in the wrong direction.
They fucking suck, man. I mean, they like a fucking GPS, a starter GPS system or some shit. They first came out, they had bitches going off the goddamn size of mountains and shit.
Yeah, because the navigation set turn right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boom.
Happening here to mostly women. I don't want to be prejudges, but it's mostly women that got a right or left turn noticed by the GPS and just run into a field or into a house or I don't know what stuff happened in the beginning with the GPS system. funny shit. Always look where you're going, people.
Oh, she is married. Check her out. Oh, Jolie got married. I hear you, girl. I hear you. It's always kind of amazing to me, though. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers get married, and then they want to go out and sow their royal oats with everybody. What kind of shit is that? People, why get married if you're going to turn around and start to turn around? Not saying she going to do it, but, you know, people that get married, and they turn around and just start sleeping with motherfuckers like they single and shit. Like, what the fuck is that?
What?
You know? Then they start cheating. They don't cheat before they get married. They wait till they get married, then they start cheating. Like, what the fuck is that?
Hey, I'm single and I don't sleep around.
Yeah,
if you're married, you shouldn't have sleep around. Come on.
Well, that's some of the people that we have in this world, you know? And go to the smallgallery.ca once again. The legacy continues, where you can see some beautiful art, man. Whoever this dude is, he does some beautiful artwork.
We got 5 minutes.
Yeah. Cinco Minutos. What's minutes in Netherlands? Let's see.
Minuten.
Minuten. What's five?
Vijf.
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 Vijf minuten.
Vijf minuten.
Vijf. With a V, right? V-I-F? Vijf?
V-I-J-F. It's a Y. We have two kind of Ys. We got a Greek Y, that's one character, and we got another Y, that's I J. Your friendship
means so much right. To me.
Like, let me see. When do you use the Greek I? Yeah. There are no examples coming up for me right now.
Right.
Let me Google it, see what comes up with.
Look at old Angie. Oh, Angie, cute. I see you, girl. Getting a little tattoo on her back, butterflies and shit. She still kept that weight on, though. Still looking cute, though. Kept that weight on.
I don't all have to look to the considered perfect skinny body and stuff. You know those women that rarely eat? I'll just have a salad.
Well, no, well, I'm saying this was, you know, I'm saying from high school. Like, my girl from high school was, you know, shit, 110 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Now, she probably... 160, 170 pounds.
160,
you know,
she's heavier than me.
Yeah, she's heavier than me. Heavier than me. I was trying to pick me up and shit. I'm like, baby, I'm all muscle though, so I don't even want to hear all that just because I'm 162. It's all muscle. I might look skinny. It's all muscle, people. Don't fucking try me. You might get your ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he just a little skinny man. I take my shirt off. Whoa, yeah. Looking like Carrot Top. You know what I mean?
I always find it funny when people with a bear belly and stuff like that decide to go work out and decide to go train their abs and they expect to have a six pack within a year.
Right.
Yeah, not really. If
you
run your ass off every day. You run your ass off every day and work out your abs every other day, you might. But considering you already have a beer belly right now, I don't see that happening in a year.
Yeah.
Try it at five.
Yeah. You know, he's at five, yeah. It's a steady, it's a steady progression. How's the diet going? It's a steady progression. Yeah. I'm steady dieting every day.
2 more minutes, Smiley. Say goodbye. What's up, Pokemon?
Shit. Here go the damn, here go my homeboy. Got his old crazy ass in front of the damn webcam. Now, it gets real bad when dudes start taking pictures of themselves in the fucking cell, in the fucking mirror and shit.
In the mirror, yeah.
With the cell phone cam. Like, come on, man.
I just point the cell phone directly at me. I'm not taking pictures in mirrors and stuff. Why would you do that?
It's weird. Shout out to everybody whose life is on Facebook. God damn. And yeah, big ups to Miss Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get the woman's perspective coming soon. She's working on her intro or something. And yeah, be getting that. Make sure y'all go to www.trilateral.com, trilateralradio.com. Excuse me, trilateralradio.com. TRI. LATERAL radio, trilateralradio.com. Click on the listen live button right now. We got music streaming live from around the world, and I mean
the world.
And live shows coming soon, man. So y'all make sure y'all tune in, support, sign up. Need to fucking sign up. You sons of bitches, sign up to YouTube, Facebooks, and all this other kind of shit. God damn it, sign up to my motherfucking website. And God damn it, get in where you fit in, you know. You get your own fucking web page and everything. You sons of bitches want to get Facebooks and all this.